The father was simply trying to bury his teenage son, but a trip that would take them many miles to the family's original home in northern Nebraska ended with the family being jailed and in the middle of a federal court case reported nationally. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1877, the Ponca tribe of northeastern Nebraska was forced to leave their farms and were forcibly relocated by the U.S. Army to Oklahoma. Many Ponca died on the trip or soon after they arrived. Leader Standing Bear lost his daughter on the journey. Soon, he'd lose another child.
Well, then in December of 1878, Standing Bear's 16-year-old son died of malaria. And his last wishes, "Father, take me back to our homeland so I can be buried in ancestral burial grounds."
On January 2nd, 1879, a group of 30 Ponca, including Standing Bear and his wife, began the journey back to northeastern Nebraska to bury their son. They made it as far as Omaha.
Government comes and arrests them because they've left government territory without permission. So they've committed a federal crime. So they take the prisoners, the 30 of them, to North Omaha, to Fort Omaha.
The 30 prisoners were under the oversight of General George Crook. Crook knew that the Ponca had become farmers and had been peaceful to the U.S. He began to advocate for the prisoners in his care.
So he does a secret midnight ride to come into downtown Omaha and talk to the deputy editor of the Omaha newspaper, Thomas Tibbles. Now, if we had a Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting in those days, Tibbles would have won it.
Crook, as the arresting officer, had to stay out of the matter, but he urged Tibbles to write about the wrong that was taking place. Tibbles interviewed Standing Bear and began to write articles that were reprinted nationally.
Tibbles goes and finds the two top lawyers in Omaha, John Webster and Andrew Poppleton. "Would you take this case pro bono?" Think of the courage of those lawyers.
The stage was set for a landmark case, Crook versus Standing Bear. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.